Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 681 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top 5 songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached Checkpoint Super Bowl on your way to Summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, Brett Peter BPM Morris, a.k.a. Brock Stardy. What's up,
Star? Yes, I love that. What's up? Right on. I'm fresh off the plane from 49er country. I was in
SF Sketch Fest.
Yep.
Congrats on your return. How was that?
It was excellent. 3 banger shows. A couple of them were sold out. It was fun being up there. Got House of Nanking.
Oh, nice.
Favorite Chinese place.
What'd you get? What'd you get at Nanking?
Oh, well, I mean, you gotta just order chef's choice. They don't want you looking at that menu. They take care of you. Like, if you just point to a couple people, if you go like, hey, my friend's vegetarian, she's gluten-free, they just go, they really take it into account.
Wow, you don't pick items. You just go surprise me?
No, you go surprise me there every time. Yeah, and you never regret it.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah, it's always surpassed. Even the most overhyped expectations, it always meets them.
Interesting stuff. We didn't know you took those secrets up to your city that way.
Yeah. But I got to say, you know, I'm confident in the 49ers for this game. But there was a major development while I was up there. That's, I feel like, putting the thumb on the scale a little bit. And that's Taylor Swift has announced a new album from the Grammy stage.
Yeah, and it was the most... how does that tip any scales with the game?
I feel like she's building the narrative. Like, if you buy into at all that narrative shape, the outcomes, you know. It's like the Taylor Swift narrative.
So, wait, how is she... She's good. How is she... You guys are going to go out and play worse because she's got a new album?
I mean, it's like superstition, you know what I mean? Or like people always bring in all these narratives like, oh, haven't you heard all these people thinking like...
But it's not WWE.
There's so many people out there right now putting out this... I don't agree with it, but...
Are you saying it's a conspiracy theory?
There's a huge conspiracy theory out there that it's all rigged because Taylor Swift's going to endorse Joe Biden or whatever, or Travis Kelce's going to propose to her, and it's like all the planets are aligned for them.
We're going to change we got to change BPM to BQM. This is QAnon stuff. You buy into this and you're saying
I don't buy into it, but you're acting like this is the first time you've ever heard any talk like this.
No, but I just, like you're saying, I'm just coming back from 49ers country and I'm pretty confident.
If you're even 1% like worried about anything like that, you know what I mean? Like any superstition in sports, then it's like all the stars are always aligned with Mahomes, and then now Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
To me, is more like, oh, we didn't get to wear our regular cleats that we get to wear, so now we're more than just like, you know what I mean?
There's a lot of
Illuminati out there. Is pulling strings.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, if she is in any way influential over it, then she's. Well,
I would worry more about, like, they had their practice field and it had to be outside, so they only have.
That's the other thing too. Yeah, they provided them a shitty practice field.
That could have more bearing, I think.
Okay, I'm getting literal Kramer today.
I don't see how. I really don't.
Okay.
if that's playing into your perception of how the game's going to go, then that's, I guess. But I mean, I wouldn't think it would.
If your team is on, all I'm saying is if your team is on the line, it's been like 30 years since they won a Super Bowl. My antenna is up for any bad vibes.
Oh, I see. Okay. You're talking about the ether out there, just the zeitgeist.
Yes. Out there. Of course. Okay. The zeitgeist.
Okay. Well, our next guest will probably clear it up for us with his deep, deep love and background in sports. Here he comes now. You know him from the hit TV show Austin Stories and appearances on this show. Please welcome him back. It is Chip Nicholas Pope.
Yeah. Hi.
Hey, hello. Chip.
Good to be here.
And he's got the Travis Kelce haircut, so there you go.
Yeah,
he's part of the conspiracy.
Adding to it. Yeah, it's adding to the conspiracy.
I've got the other Kelce's belly. That's what I have from eating bread past right few on. Days.
Have you heard I saw a headline in the news saying that the Travis Kelce is a popular haircut now, and like, kids are going in saying, "Hey, give me the Travis Kelce," and then
which is basically
just an old school fade up.
Yeah,
you know, like black guys have been getting that forever.
Yeah. My little nieces look at my hair and they always laugh. And they're like, "You've got a boozy fade," so it just makes them giggle. Because apparently, it's a little boozy haircut.
It's, a little boozy.
Yeah, you look up little boozy. He's just got the fade, but the sides are clean and the top is, you know, I'm just really doing it so you look a little bit, you know, maybe 2 years younger. If you don't see the gray hair, maybe. So that's why I do it.
That's a thirst trap. Don't try to get us to say you look 2 years younger.
Hey, look. No. I have a picture of Travis Kelce that I point to when I go to the Supercuts. And they go, yeah, we know.
Well, congrats on that. We're glad to have you back, Chip, so we can discuss Grammys and other things. Did you happen to see the broadcast?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I feel sorry for Beyonce. I really do. She said, boy, she took a lot. She took a beating, that whole telecast. Because, like, she's sitting there, the first, you know, she probably doesn't even want to be there. She's sitting down. The very first thing is Dua Lipa doing like a Pilates routine on a jungle gym. You know, I mean, that's just humiliating to watch if you're Beyonce, you know, and then your
how
husband
so,
goes but, up there.
What's the angle there? Because she's not as young and writhe, or what is it?
Just white lady mediocrity, I guess is what I'm going with.
I thought Dua Lipa crushed it. I thought she was like
fine.
She's Albanian. She's Albanian like the Belushi. So I thought she brought she had that electricity
she was from
up there.
That's her background is Albanian?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. So I'm not doubling back. It's really robotic soul cycle energy that she gives as a performer. Catchy song, sure. But then, you know, Jay-Z comes up there and it's kind of like, is he still guilty about cheating? You know, the whole thing, you know, he has this like Will Smith moment. My wife, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and she's just got awkward there. And then she like loses.
I like that he basically said like she's won 32 Grammys. Why wasn't it 33? Like it's such crazy rich people problems. Like
it totally
right,
is,
exactly.
Yes. Like we're not coming back. Yeah.
The underdogs.
But then, you know, Taylor Swift wins the whole enchilada there at the end and just does that whole thing with like me, just like, and you know, every performer has the low self-esteem that gets them into performing, but there's no way she could still have that. It seems insane.
I could see though, hanging around Antonov, you kind of feel like you're at the nerd table. So maybe she started thinking like, I'm a loser. True.
Yeah. She still does make that face like, oh my God, can you believe this is even happening to me?
What?
I'm at an award show? What?
And then she just
takes it from the industry.
Then she just takes it from Celine Dion like she's just the help.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm just saying if Beyonce is overrated, well, you know, she earned it. she's earned it.
Now, if you want to say she took a beating having to watch that new Billy Joel song, I would agree with you on that.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. I don't know. I don't think that's a bad song. I mean, it kind of reminds me of Chicago, Hard to Say I'm Sorry. It's like the same chords.
I was going to have
that's
that
not a good
pick.
Thing, but what, that's your hot pick? I like
that
it. Though. Come on. It's Billy. You're saying it's better than
even,
River
even in the song, he says, have I waited too long to turn on the light? I'm like, yeah, 3 decades.
I'm just impressed he still sounds like that. Like, I didn't know.
Sounds good.
He can
still
sing.
His voice still sounded like that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind that being in an old song.
You know, I don't know. It's got a bit of the piano man solo, and he's, I don't know. I think he sounds good. He didn't leave it with River of Dreams. Okay. At least that wasn't his last single because that was just horrible with the Disney sound. Oh, God. In the middle of the night. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh. Well, maybe he'll keep putting out songs and one of them will hit.
How about the Killer Mike stuff? That was insane.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He sweeps the Grammys, then gets taken out in cuffs.
Yeah, what was it for? Did anyone?
It was for like a previous incident, sounded like a fight broke out maybe like before the show was involved in. But I don't know. Okay. I think they released him immediately. But it's pretty messed up to have like 3 Grammys and then on that your big night, the cops just show up,
right?
Take you out of the building. They couldn't even wait.
Yeah. Especially after they gave a special Grammy to NWA. So it's like, okay.
Yeah, you would think they were kind of like, yeah, we realize we've been overzealous in the past. And then they just find the next rapper and put them in handcuffs.
Insane. But Tracy Chapman.
What about you two? That was actually a great moment.
It was
connecting with me. Yeah. The Chapman and the Luke Combs.
Have you been there to the Sphere? It looked kind of, maybe it was the way they shot it. It kind of looked kind of, it made me dizzy a little bit. I'm getting old. I was like, it makes me dizzy.
The U2 Sphere?
Yeah. I was like, whoa. I know it's not the U2 Sphere, but just the way it was just the shot. I don't know. I thought it was a little much.
I've seen a few friends have posted, you know, pictures from going to that thing and it looks overwhelming. Like it really does look like a new kind of experience.
Yeah.
I'm interested in it now.
Oh, I want to go, but it
apparently Grateful Dead is the next band to do it, which seems insane.
That's ridiculous.
The least worthy band of that kind of tech experience.
You know, yeah, like a band where they'd be happy in a parking lot.
Right.
Be in a suite. Yeah.
Totally. Who would you want to see there, y'all?
That's a good question. I don't know. Maybe like trying to think of a big grand band, you know, like, I don't know, Metallica or something, or the Stones, or
yeah, that'd be big. A rocking like, band. I'd like to see you too if Adam Clayton would just dress normal. What, he had an outfit on, like he looked like he was trying to be Pinball Wizard, like Elton John from had giant sneakers on and a jumpsuit.
I didn't recognize him. I thought it was some young dude. I was like, did they replace Adam Clayton? You know, they always think
they replaced drummer. The drummer is younger. I'm talking about the bass player.
Drummer is different.
There was a guy, he had giant sneakers and like a gas station outfit on.
Is he the one who's always kind of like the handsome guy of the band?
No, that's the drummer. The bass player is like holds it together. But okay. I guess most people come out to see, Bono and the Edge and all this giant dome. And then he felt like he had to like really dress it up, go cosplay with it.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they have a third place talent contest from U2, like a U2 trophy that was like third place for a talent show.
What are you saying?
At the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, there's a third place trophy from a U2 talent contest when they were in high school. So they won third place.
Oh, okay.
They that have the trophy at the Rock Hall of Fame.
That's funny. Third place.
I don't know. I want to know who won.
And of course, Miley came out there and ran roughshod on the whole thing like she usually does.
I dig her new, her like Reno singer look, you know?
Yeah,
she
yeah.
looks like she'd yes. be like a card shark in Reno smoking cigs.
Yeah.
Yes. Farrah Fawcett. It's very Steel Magnolia, Jane Fonda, you know, yeah. Shelby drink the juice kind of look. So many memes were created, you know, I mean, that's the great thing about Los Angeles and the resilience, you know, they'll still create those Miley memes during yes. the worst flood in history.
I made the mistake of watching the Joni Mitchell performance on the plane and I had to stop. It's like too emotional for me. That song and her singing. I don't know. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw something weird where Nile Rodgers came out and he was calling himself Joni Mitchell. I don't know if you saw the leather hat she had. In it. She just fully had a Nile Rodgers outfit on.
She had the like pimp cane too.
It's still so sad to get to that age and really not a life at all, though.
I know.
Yeah. She is doing the Hollywood Bowl or somewhere like that. I think it's the Hollywood yeah. Bowl, but they said the cheapest tickets are $350.
Yeah, it's insane. Like Rosie or whatever it is. Just to get in the building. I feel like it's going to be a mostly and friends situation, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it'd be great to see her, but I feel like maybe a lot of the heavy lifting will be and friends.
Yeah. Star took me to see Willie Nelson and they were like taping an album. So a lot of it was just duets and stuff. But if they get great people to come out, it was amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's all like Brandi Carlile's doing. Like she's really taking it on her shoulders to like bring Joni Mitchell back.
Oh, okay.
Revives
back
the
to
old
the forefront, make her legacy known to everyone. Yeah.
Good she did her. That with Tanya Tucker. That was a good documentary, that Tanya Tucker documentary.
Was it?
Never saw it.
Yeah. There you go.
Well, y'all I mean, just, it's the same thing Luke Combs.
I get Luke Combs and Luke Bryan mixed up. I'm not sure which one is which, honestly.
Hey, Star, what chart do we have this week?
Yeah, we got the iHeart Top 40 chart.
Oh, nice. All right, here we go. I will wrap the history of recorded music. Music. We used to play LPs, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What's next, ChatGPT? Tunes.
All right. So this is, again, the iHeart Top 40 chart. So probably no Joni Mitchell on this. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Is It Over Now? Taylor's Version by Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Once the flight had flown with the wilt of the rose, I slept all alone.
I don't know if I know this one.
You still
Travis
know.
Wrote it.
Let's fast forward to 300.
He starts producing her.
Yeah.
He Svengalis it and just only lets himself produce her songs.
He should take verses like the Linkin Park guy.
Yeah, he starts rapping.
Yeah.
Why did you leave me?
I was on the fence of her just like her behavior when other people were playing, like Joni Mitchell or Tracy Chapman, where she seemed to be the only one standing in the audience.
I think she does that to boost the other people's record sales because it's like she doesn't want to be seen doing it to one of them and then not to the other one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I couldn't decide whether that was her like nicely showing support or whether it was her like drawing the camera to her every other second.
Right. It definitely started that way. Now it's just expected that she's going to be there like co-signing, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I always feel sorry for the people who have to sit behind her at these things. It's just like the worst table in the house. Taylor's blocking the view. Taylor's version.
Did you see the title of her new album?
Yeah. The Poetry Society. What's it?
What is it?
Dead Poets. It just goes right for Society. The middle schoolers and the high schoolers.
Yeah. Tortured Poets Department, I think.
Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
things are not going well for her. It's just another dark period.
It's like she's getting a little, at like 47 or however old she is now, she's getting a little long in the tooth for that stuff, you know, maybe. They never branch out, the musicians, anymore, you know? You're not gonna get an industrial music album out of her, I don't think.
She befriends all the new singers so she can kind of co-opt what they're doing like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right, like Ice Spice or something. Yeah, exactly.
My prediction is that it's this tongue-in-cheek thing continuing on her, like, hi, I'm the problem, it's me thing. Like, maybe she's like, oh, I'm such a tortured poet. Yeah, right. I don't know. Like,
right.
It seems so over the top that sounds like her little quirk these days is making fun of herself.
When she came out to drop the clue that you know, she had a new album coming out, which is always what it always leads to. Mm-hmm. But she said, I've been keeping something secret for 2 years. Like, I have a new album coming out.
Yeah.
Like, how
right.
is that?
I was like, wait. Yeah, I thought it was going to be a big revelation.
You know, for Swifties, that is earth shattering.
Yeah.
Or actually, what's most earth shattering for her fans is that it's not another Taylor's version, like re-release thing, that it's an actual new album. I guess that's the surprise.
Right. Oh, they get new stuff.
Are there any happy poets? Right. You probably don't hear their stuff.
Happy poets.
Yeah. They're all tortured. Well, I guess they're all tortured.
Happy poets are basically just like marketing people or something.
Yeah, just jingle writer
slogans.
Jingle writers.
Bobby McFerrin. That was our happy poet.
Our happiest poet.
Our happy poet laureate.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red.
Yeah, give me the chance and I'll go there. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. Bitch, I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care, I paint the town red. She the devil. She a bad little bitch. She a rebel.
Doja Cat was at the Grammys. She's pretty tatted up.
Yes.
Oh, really?
She's like a Shays Lounge or something.
Was it real tats?
Patterns.
Yeah, real tats all over.
Oh, wow.
Billie Eilish as well. Not Billy Joel. Billy Joel's pretty tatless, I think.
He could use a few. He looks like, speaking of like marketing people, he looks like an accountant these days.
Yeah, he looks bad.
It's like 80. It'd
be good if he came out and goes, I'm the real Billy, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not out here with my brother, okay?
What's the matter with the thing there, speakers? But does Billie Eilish, though, did y'all ever hear that rumor that was like she signed an NDA at Live Nation because she's actually 30?
No, I never heard that.
I think that's pretty juicy. It's not as impressive when you're 30, you know, if you're doing that. So
she signed an NDA that she's not going to disclose her own real
name? No, all the employees signed the NDA. So, you know, to not disclose that Billie Eilish is actually 30. I don't know how you keep a secret like that amongst people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that wouldn't be worth it. I don't think. The backlash would be so destructive.
Have you seen compelling evidence for this? Or is this just a...
Well, he thinks like Taylor Swift looked like she's 40, so he probably...
No. I didn't say she looks that way. I'm just saying she's been around that long.
Yeah.
I just like that she still stays true to the she stays true to the junior high school audience for the last 20 years. You know, she's not. So they
not mature.
So she's the Wooderson. She's their Wooderson, basically. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's who you laugh like now. That new laugh you got. You sound kind of like Wooderson.
What? No.
Oh, see, that's your real laugh that I know. But now you got this new one where you're like,
what?
You got a new laugh.
Wow. I've not been cultivating.
That Camaro's going to blow your doors off, man.
I've not been doing that. Check the Zoom. Check the tape. I'm not like,
whole first chart he was doing it. I guarantee it.
What?
Oh, my God.
Well, that is that the whole chart?
No, we're on number three, coming in at number three.
Two of them.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's always the same songs for like 6 months.
So impatient to get through it. His own show.
Was that number one?
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
It's Doja Cat again with Agora Hills.
Down with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the past would be that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I'd be 10 toes down on the dash, getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. Fuck what they heard. I don't fuck with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get stabbed with the rats. Do boys be mad that I don't fuck incels? Girls hate too. Gun to the pigtail. I love you. I want a big chill. Boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world. They don't have to understand. Rub it in their face. Put a rock on her hand.
Baby, can you call me back? I miss you.
Yeah.
It's so lonely in my
Whoa, I'm seeing these pictures from the Grammys. And these are real tattoos, these are brand new to her look.
Yeah.
She hadn't had any of those?
They're prison.
Definitely not.
Okay.
I'm wondering
faked then. Maybe they're henna.
She also has like her nips out, it looks like.
Maybe so.
That's a new look, like the top of the nipple poking out on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It wasn't Lenny Kravitz wearing that during the obituaries, wearing his like sad nipple shirt?
He was?
His grief leather that he was wearing.
Oh, I thought you were making a ball reference when he ripped his pants.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no.
There he was. He just started doing that laugh again.
What?
I don't know what he's always had the dolphin laugh, but now you got the other variant that's coming out.
Interesting.
You'll see. I'll point it out again.
It's like COVID variants. Howard, her flow, that Doja Cat one, the flow reminds you of that kid that you used to listen to. It's like Kitty Pryde. Wait, what was the name of that one girl? She had that same flow.
Oh, yeah. She was a guest on Who Charted?
Kitty Pryde?
Kitty Pryde, yeah.
Is that it?
Oh.
Yeah, she was ahead of her time with that flow.
Yep. Yeah.
How about this war between Megan Thee Stallion and Nicki Minaj? Have you heard about this?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't.
On Friday. Well, it erupted last week. Megan Thee Stallion put out a song called Hiss, where she kind of threw a diss at Nicki Minaj's husband. And then Nicki Minaj dropped an entire song called Bigfoot, which is a hilarious hilarious title if you're going to throw a diss at Megan Thee Stallion. But yeah, it's a whole song called Bigfoot. So the war, that war is real and it's raging.
Wow. Do you think it has to do with Cardi B at all? Like, is Megan Thee Stallion on Cardi B team or something?
Oh, about that?
They
that beef?
Feuding?
No, this... I don't know. I think this is an independent of that one beef. This is
who's Nicki Minaj's husband? Is he someone we know?
He's a guy that she's known ever since, like back in the day. But he has a whatchamacallit? You know,
Megan's Law. He's a child sex offender. Or something,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
Has a conviction.
Yes.
Against him.
So the funny thing is, if it's any of it's funny, is that. You know, Nicki Minaj kind of outed that herself. So Megan, there's some line in the Megan Thee Stallion song about Megan's Law, which it wasn't even calling out Nicki, because it's just like, eventually Megan Thee Stallion's going to get to a Megan's Law reference. I mean, that just seems like that was the net. I can't believe she didn't already do it.
Yeah.
And so she mentions it, and then Nicki's like all like, oh, say what, you know, don't. bring my husband into this. It's just kind of like, wait, what? You know, that's when everybody found out that he's like a
you're saying Nikki shouldn't have been like, why are you calling out my husband?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, because it's like she, no one, it's not, that's not why Megan Thee Stallion said, you know, Megan's Law. So Nikki just took it that way and ran.
Oh, that she's saying she didn't intend it that way?
Yeah, like as in Nikki just ran with that and outed her husband.
Oh, I felt like the line was more pointed than that. It was all it said was some about Megan's Law.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah, it wasn't like a.
Wow, I didn't know that.
An attack.
She had a whole entire song ready against something that wasn't even meant to be an attack.
Yeah.
That's like too many people. Like McCartney's Too Many People. John Lennon heard it, thought it was all about him, when I don't even think it was. And then John Lennon just eviscerated him with How Do You Sleep?
Whoa.
It was just like a huge, huge counterpunch out of nowhere to like an otherwise pretty nice little song, you know. That was
yikes.
Non-offensive.
No, I'm not denying that she didn't have the other parts loaded up, but the Megan's Law part wasn't meant to be like a an accusation. And then Nikki brought that other stuff up. But to my knowledge, that's how that stuff got out there.
All right, I'll listen back to the show. I don't, if you were throwing a diss track at Nicki Minaj and then you say that her husband has to follow Megan's Law, that sounds like you are intentionally dissing.
I don't think it mentions her husband. I think it's just like, I can't remember that the Megan's Law reference. Oh. Look, I only get my news from the Shade Room, so I really don't know if it's that accurate or not. So,
I don't know if we'll get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one,
Jack Harlow, Loving on Me.
Oh boy.
Hey, speaking at AKA, she's an alpha, but not around your boy. She could quiet around your boy. Hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy, but they lied about your boy. Going dumb, and it's something idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print. That's how bad she won't be spotted around your boy.
I want my new whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your loving on me, baby. Whip your loving on me.
I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skillet, baby. And the thing about your boy is I don't mind no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down, but you can whip your...
Jack Harlow.
It reminds me of my grandmother, that song, because she always used to say that she'd go to where she used to work, and they were all just there loving on me. I don't know. So when I hear that. Nobody was loving on her, by the way, but she would just say that because of her insecurity. She said, I went there and they were just all loving on me. And no one liked my grandmother. Poor thing. She was such a bee. My mom and aunt. Oh my God.
Wow. Anyway.
But yeah, loving on me.
Jack Harlow's in the new, I keep seeing him in the New Balance commercials.
What's he doing in those?
I don't know. He just has like his friends around him, and he's like strutting around, like kind of playing basketball, I think. I don't know.
He always
just
looks like he's kind of doing something.
Yeah.
Just chilling between things.
Right.
I had a student at school that was in the White Men Can't Jump movie. And so last year, when he was my student, I was like, so how's Jack Harlow? And he goes, let me just say this. White men can't act. Kind of funny.
Do you get the remedial kids?
It's state school. Be with that what you will.
Hey, that was number one, wasn't it?
That one was number one, yeah.
Right on. It's good to see people still making music these days. And we'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What do you think of Jay-Z's speech, Howard?
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny that, like, usually he's talking about something that actually is important, and then he's up there just kind of like Cat Williamsing the fact that she didn't get an album of the year. It's just like, this thing is a fake promotional show to yeah. inspire record sales. And then he's like, it doesn't even work by your own metrics. Like, what's he talking about? They just give it to whoever, you know.
Seems to be this thing about Beyonce that she's utterly entitled to one.
Right, yeah.
In a different way than anyone else. And it's just absolute robbery. It's almost like a crime. And it's like they somehow rigged against her or something. I don't know. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what the implication is.
I think also, like, she was the biggest thing going for a long time. And it seems like Taylor came up and kind of surpassed her in some ways. So yeah. Maybe she's just kind of like not in a good way right now, thinking that they're giving it all to this white girl.
I don't even know if, she's so celebrated. She has so many Grammys, as Jay-Z pointed out. I just don't even know what the best album Grammy would give her in her life. Like, she doesn't.
Yeah.
That Grammy doesn't even really, like, nobody remembers who got album of the year on any given year. Like, no one cares, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he used to be talking about real struggles. Now it's like, my wife doesn't have her 33rd.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I also didn't really understand his logic where he goes, think about that. You know, she's got 11 Grammys and not album of the year. Like, how does that even work by your own metrics? Like, that's, I just didn't, that whole logic scrambled my brain a little bit.
Yeah.
It's just like
maybe it'll be in.
There's no work. It's just whoever's the biggest and they give it to them. Even Taylor Swift, when she went up, she was like, I'm sure that the Academy voted the way they did because of the fans' passion. Like, what do they fucking care or know? Like, it doesn't matter.
Right. Well, maybe it'll be in Decoded 2. I want to read Jay-Z's Decoded 2, see what the last 10 years, maybe it's just full of those kind of stories. Because remember that Jay-Z last year at the Grammys where it's just like, they kept announcing it for like four and a half hours, whatever it was. And then when they finally get to it, it's just a table with a bunch of smoke and you can't even tell if it's Jay-Z. I don't know if you remember that performance. It was like a Last Supper.
Yeah, where he was outside. Like,
is he even there? You couldn't even see him. You know?
Right. Like, I forgot about that. DJ Khaled and everyone.
Oh my God. Yes. He won a Grammy. So clearly it's the music's highest end honor. If he has one.
It takes him the whole Decoded 2 just to explain that video at the lot parking lot.
Yeah.
All right, you want to bring us in?
Last Supper.
Yes, here we go. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with my guests, Chip Nicholas Pope and
Brett Stard.
And this is The Movie Chart. These, we used to be too silent. Nowadays, they're too loud and violent. For most of them, I am not a client. People on the big screen are friggin' giant. Movies. Well, the movies are still happening. And they are bringing in different franchises. Let's find out what's going on the big screen.
All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
We got Wonka.
I've spent the past 7 years traveling the world perfecting my craft. You see, I'm something of a magician, inventor, and chocolate maker. So quiet up and listen down. Nope, scratch that, reverse it.
Mr. Wonka, I can see you're a man of great ingenuity.
What are you doing?
I'm making chocolate, of course. How do you like it? Dark, white, nutty, absolutely insane.
Many people have come here to sell chocolate. They've all been crushed by the chocolate cartel. You can't get a chocolate without selling
chocolate. It's such a weird...
It's odd as hell.
Yeah, the way they're really, like, explaining the plot about chocolate is crazy.
The cartel.
What? The laugh. Sorry. Can't laugh or run out of me.
Yeah, I think it's odd that he's like, I mean, what if you have that in your Twitter bio? Chocolate. What is it? Inventor, adventurer, chocolate maker? Like, it just sounds like one of those guys who doesn't know what he wants to do and has a trust fund, and he's going to, like, burn through a lot of cash before he finds out.
Entrepreneur. Swipe up and subscribe. Entrepreneur.
All right, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Anyone But You.
Next Check boat. Out the new trailer for my new movie.
My movie.
It's actually my movie.
We'll see whose movie it is when it comes out.
Okay. Check out the new trailer for our new movie, Anyone But You, now. Better?
Just play the trailer.
Oh my God. Enjoy.
Hey, headed to the wedding?
Of my sister? Yes, I am.
So where's your fiancé? Wait, is this him? Hey, I'm Ben. I was her hall pass on your break.
Wow, you are a child.
It's a pretty long flight. Do you want anything from the front of the boat?
I'm all good on creatine and small dick and security.
Nothing small about me.
What the?
I don't know, man. This one.
I know she's hot and everything, but I haven't seen her other show. But she just seems like a contest winner. It's like, hey, you want to be in a... He's like, yeah. We did a contest in Houston, and now she won. I don't know.
And they really do seem more or less like Love is Blind contestants more than movie stars to me. There should be a wall between them. She's like, what do you really look for in a girlfriend? Gosh.
Yeah, like it was one of their challenges is to act like they're in a rom-com. And so she's like,
She's good in this movie called Reality. Have y'all ever heard of this movie? Where she's playing reality winner. A famous whistleblower.
Sounds perfect.
Yeah. she's really good in it. Because there's not that much is required of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect casting.
Yeah. Oh, okay, there you go.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
The Beekeeper.
This is much bigger than a little phishing scam.
You're going to get what you deserve.
The money's going all over the world. To people in finance, even government.
You are a problem.
Goddamn right, I'm a problem.
No way he's coming here straight through the back entrance.
I figured I'd give the firefighters a break.
Somebody detain this guy. Ah!
We have to kill him.
How is head like a hole, nine inch nails, like the song, you know?
I know. Such a weird cinematic version of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Just play
the one they serve.
Yeah, they should play. Oh my God. They should at least use Wasp for the soundtrack.
Yeah, get some.
Look like a beast.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
They should put him on the Anyone But You plane.
Yeah.
Jason Statham. The best thing is now it's just professions. It's just Jason Statham is the profession. You know, it's like Mad Libs. It's just like, he's a podiatrist now. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. Just like, why even bother with the profession? Is he an actual beak?
DoorDash.
Sure DoorDash. Jason Statham.
DoorDash.
DoorDash. No. Here's you. Are you ordered this?
DoorDash.
Hey, what's the thing? Did you hear about Universal took all their music or something off TikTok?
Yeah. So I don't know, but people are upset. Basically, just anything that uses any song from Universal, which is just a massive amount of content.
So have they just kind of decided that it's not worth the promotion to just to give away songs on there?
I guess so.
Instead of where they were doing it because the artists weren't getting paid, but it's like, the irony of a label doing that. So I don't know.
We get to rip them off. They're signed
yeah,
to us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, wait a second.
They're probably just trying to leverage, you know, it's probably just some deal they're trying to get more money out of from TikTok or something.
Right. Well, wild stuff.
The Beekeeper. Is that the number one movie?
It was not.
That's number four.
I'm keeping it.
Coming in at number two.
Number Buzz. Two.
The Chosen.
Isn't this a TV show? I thought.
Yeah, wait.
Excuse me.
It's like a...
Are they doing this? Something for you. They're releasing this at theaters?
For me. Yeah, I guess throw so. Episodes cat. One through three.
What?
Oh, so you go watch it at the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Jesus or something?
Oh, yeah, this must be religious.
I've never heard of. I think that's Jesus. Oh, there it was. Down.
People seem to think they know why I'm here. Do you think I've come to give peace on earth?
This edict identifies Jesus of Nazareth as a heretic and a blasphemer.
I'll tell you, if there's any TV show I'm going to make a special trip for, it's this bland, blown out, dusty... Right? Jesus thing, dusty. Yarn.
I thought they were going to roll away the stone. It was Larry David. He's like, hi, you know, like it's a new promo. That would be a good promo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, these religious, you know, movies make the charts and it always throws us for a loop.
They're huge, right? Now there's those ones that are crowdsourced or you play the stock market, but like at the Jim Caviezel movie or whatever, you know, where they invest in the movie, you know, where it's like, I made $20 off The Chosen, my $2
you
investment.
You invest in them?
Yeah, you invest in them.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I think this is pretty much blows the whole, you know, I mean, this is like absolute proof that these movies are just doing well because of church groups and stuff. Because you could kind of say, well, the other one's a good movie or something, but they're getting people to show up for three episodes of a series. Do you know what I'm saying?
Really, like, strange.
Even if you think of a good show that people like right now, I don't know. I can't name one. But if you could, it's like, who's going to go to the movies for it? It's like you have to be bussing people in that are there for a bigger reason, you know?
He's the reason. He is the reason.
He is the reason.
He is
he
risen.
Gets us. He gets us.com.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Boy.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Argyle.
Lipa.
Oh, yeah. That's her.
I certainly Albanian. Dance as well as you dress.
It's going to be humiliating if Beyonce has to watch this.
I mean, look at her.
You and I, we're not so different. Agent Argyle.
Is he a gay? He's not even into it.
Hold on.
The book is phenomenal, sweetie, but...
What happens next?
It's called a cliffhanger, Mother.
Ellie, it's called a cop-out.
What the hell is this?
This is Will Bryce? It's like a prequel to The Kingsman. It's somehow related to The Kingsman.
Okay.
But basically, Bryce Dallas Howard is an author. She writes spy novels. And I think she's writing the novel... And then somehow it comes
to then
life
you go into the novel as she's writing it.
It's starting to come too close to real life or something. But I think Dua Lipa is the character she's writing.
Gotcha. Do you think Bryce Dallas Howard will ever get a break? I hope she catches a break.
It'd be nice. She certainly deserves it.
What about Henry Cavill? Is just like nothing, right? I mean, he doesn't. I know everybody goes crazy for him, but he just doesn't have any charisma or any, I mean, right? Am I insane?
Yeah, I thought that's why they got him off Superman, right? Because he was too flat.
Was that him?
Yeah, see, you have to even ask. You're like, is that?
Yeah,
like,
I didn't even
who's the
totally
star of this movie?
Him.
He's so bland.
I see John Cena's in it too.
John Cena's fun, but you know, Henry Cavill's just like, just seems so bland.
Hey, you know what? I just found out something crazy. In the Fast and Furious world, John Cena is Vin Diesel's brother.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
I mean, I was like, was Vin Diesel born like when they were living near a chemical plant? Like, those two as brothers, like one of them looks like he should be playing banjo, you know?
Yeah, you're the parents. Playing the banjo.
Yeah, I just saw some clip of Henry Cavill on stage with Tom Cruise and some others. It was like during the Mission Impossible promotion. And Tom Cruise is going, "Hey, everyone loved it when you cocked your arms or you loaded your arms like a gun." Remember that like scene? And like, so he like basically pimps Henry Cavill out to like stand up and do that scene again where he's like loading his arms and he does it. But then he just seems so embarrassed and all he can say is just like, "I just want to thank you for the opportunity to have done that scene." And like, it's like what you're saying, there's just zero charisma with any of
them. There is.
Yeah.
There's this video.
Force it out of him.
I was in the spin class, not bragging, but they showed some video from that Argyle movie where it's like the stars and they're singing. It's like that bad, like that Imagine video that came out, but it's just the stars of Argyle. And they're singing this song and it's that Boy George and like, it's now Rogers. I mean, it's really bad. And they all just look like they're just cashing in a paycheck for lip syncing. Henry Cavill looks like, I can't believe he. You got to see it. He's just so like not even into doing this. I mean, you'd like it. You'd like it.
Was that number one?
That was number one.
And that's what's bringing them back to the movies. We'll be right back with the Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. The third chart is the Hot Picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The Hot Picks. The Hot Picks. These are the Hot Picks. We'll see if we did better than iHeart Pop Music. What was our first chart?
It was top 40.
Top 40.
The poppiest of pop.
We'll probably do better than that. Let's find out.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's pick. This is The Last Dinner Party with The Feminine Urge.
They sound like Susie and the Banshees, kind of like
that loud vocal inflections.
They're fast out of the gate. They're like female The Strokes, where they just put the band together. A year later, they're huge.
Are they new?
Yeah, they're like less than 2 years old or something, but they're already like packing them in.
They like a super group?
No, I think they just kind of got this girl that's, she's very twee. She wears like the right wacky outfits and then she's like compelling live. I think it's like a live thing. Like you got to go see them live.
Sure.
It sounds kind of like Arctic Monkeys, Last Shadow. What was that? Last Shadow Puppets.
How's that feel to it?
You know who else? You know who else? There's a big band that got together at the song My Sharona, right? You've heard of it.
The Knack?
Yeah, that was written and that within 1 year, that song was written and became number one. That's how fast The Knack came together. So just, you know, speaking of how fast a band can come together.
That was big.
Took a year from that. Yeah.
All right, come in, number four.
Number four.
I had to include this one just because we were talking about it. This is Billy Joel, Turn the Lights Back On.
Nothing is different. We've been here before. Pacing these halls, trying to talk over the silence. And pride sticks out his tongue, laughs at the portrait that we become. Stuck in a frame, unable to change. I was wrong. I'm late, but I'm here right now. Though I used to be romantic,
this song's always going to remind me of the atmospheric river that was parked over L.A.
Right.
The what that was parked over L.A.?
They're saying it's an atmospheric river. That's what they're calling storm. There's a river parked over us.
I'm so just, I really am.
Billy Joel theme.
I'm impressed by the just the health of his voice. I just haven't heard him
sounds
in a while.
It just sounds strong. Yeah.
I was never a massive fan, but like all my East Coast friends, there just seems to be a different connection with Billy Joel if you're at all from the East Coast.
There is.
Especially, yeah.
Love it. Oh.
Either to me, he was either peppy or completely downtrodden. Some of his slow songs like that are some of the worst moments of my adolescence.
Yes, absolutely.
And then he's, he's got his peppies and stuff. Then he's banging peppies. The model, and he got fun there for a little bit.
I'll tell you that this song could use more Liberty DeVito on drums.
There you go.
I want to hear some of that Liberty DeVito.
Yeah,
wearing a watch on his ankle. I thought that was so cool.
Did he used to do
that? Album sleeve. Yeah, I'm like, why is he have a watch on his ankle in the sleeve of Glass Houses? You look at it like, yeah, he's, whoa.
I just had this, I always think of him because I had this Long Island friend and he talked like just so Long Island and he's obsessed with Billy Joel. But he used to always say to me like, you know, you always talk about John Bonham. He's not that good. Like, he's not that good. Liberty DeVito, man. He's like, listen to Liberty DeVito live 1983. He'd be like, he's hitting harder than Bonham. I promise you.
Harder than
Bonham. Yeah. I'm just like, what are you talking about? He'd always just be like, yeah, you always talk, you and your brother always talking about John Bonham and these guys. They're not that good.
Hey, Romero's going to blow your doors off.
Oh, my God. Slap.
You're not doing it, though. You're not doing it.
This is bully charted. Who bullied? By Howard
Okay,
Crane.
Somebody needs to.
My laugh was genuine. Then he throws in his fake cooter laugh.
No.
The bad guy.
Oh, the lights back on.
All right, come in and wait. What's the best Billy Joel song, real quick?
You know what the lyrics of "Lights Back On" sounds like? He's been targeted with Hims ads. I don't know. Something about it just seems like male. Like he can't get it up. I don't know why. I don't think it's about that, but it just does.
See, Alice.
What's the best Billy Joel song?
Yeah, Moving Out. Maybe. I don't know.
I like the odd ones.
What'd
you say, Howard? Which one?
Yeah, Moving Out.
Moving Out? See, what's wrong with me? I like Zanzibar. I got the old man's car. I got a jazz guitar. I got a tab at Zanzibar. Oh my God, that's a good song.
Sounds like a Rupert Holmes song.
Exactly. That's that feel. It's a end of side one on 52nd Street.
Oh, wow.
You know, if he does a bathhouse tour, perhaps they'll do that one.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Chip's pick. This is It Girl, Aaliyah's interlude.
Aaliyah's interlude in this bitch. You already know. Aaliyah Cora today, tomorrow, yesterday, and forever. Period. The fuck? Bitch, you know I'm sexy. Ugh, don't call, just text me. Bitch is slow, can't get on my speed. They stare cause they know I'm the I-T-G-I-R-L. You know I am that girl. Shh, bitch, don't kiss and tell. It go from A-T-L. I-T-G-I-R-L. You know I am that girl. Shh, bitch, don't kiss and tell. It go from A-T-L. How you mad at me cause I'm cut, bitch? How you mad at me cause I run shit? Be mad at yourself cause you ain't done shit. Talking all that shit, it's redundant. Trendsetter, bitch, don't be acting surprised. Aaliyah called to the moon, wanna see my demise. But I don't give a fuck, bitch, look at my eyes. I'm a star girl, bitch, about time y'all realize. That bitch today, tomorrow, and the day after that. Don't give a fuck about all you little hoes, and that's a fact. Not arguing with
bitches. They kind of look like, they kind of have that MySpace look coming back.
Yeah, that's the MySpace generation. I don't know what it is. It's kind of, it's like, what's her face, right? Azealia Banks and who's the other one? Recent one, though? Doechii? You know, Doechii?
Not well.
I just like it. Just today's youth is so not confident. So I feel like the one or two people that are confident stick out more, you know? So you get a Doja Cat and they're like, oh my God, she's so, she can form a coherent sentence without mumbling. She's amazing. You know, it's just the confidence is what gets them. The
she kids seems out. Like someone who would get into a fight with Billy on the street.
I don't want your dollar. Yeah, the, when he gets those. Yeah.
All right. Coming in, number two.
Number two.
I had this on my little list. I haven't listened to it all that much. So just prefacing with that, but it's called, the band is called Piss Jeans with Moving On. I think it's kind of a kind of Viagra Boys type thing.
Like it's hard driving.
Yeah. I like that you're like, hearing singers like this more and more again, like with actual gruff in their voice and not a kind of like a teenager pretending to have that gruff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean?
Like he's lived some life somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that guy from Viagra Boys. They just seem like they're genuinely drunk.
Yes.
They're like, yeah, exactly. Like Shane McGowan dies and someone takes their place, you know, it takes his place. So, you know, it's,
right.
It's heartening that there's new people to be assholes.
Yeah, they've actually gotten in a couple fights in their lives, maybe.
Yes. the one, right. the two girls in the audience. I can change him.
It's right. Like, yeah.
I don't really believe these songs that he's singing where he says he's a bad guy.
He doesn't really need Viagra.
Yes.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is a tribute to Toby Keith. Rest in peace. This is Red Solo Cup from Howard Kramer.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kiss my ass. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
I gotta say, this is a very different sound, or the song is written very differently than most country songs.
Yeah, yeah. It's very much like it's its own type of party song.
Yeah.
But yeah, I miss most of his. I have no deep Dobie Keith knowledge at all. I missed his whole career except for this song, and then he had the Taliban song.
Right? Didn't he have something like "I'll put a boot up your ass" or something?
Yeah. And then Chip, you mentioned "Beer for My Horses." You know that one?
I think they turned that into a movie. It's just a good title.
Yeah.
But how did they? Was that like a number one country song or something?
Red Solo Cup?
That was probably huge,
that was
right?
Real big. Yeah, I remember like when they used to have the award shows they still have the award shows, but when it was that year, like everybody in the audience is holding a Red Solo Cup.
Okay. It's got that Friends in Low Places vibes.
Yeah, like My Ding-a-Ling or Friends in Low Places.
Toby
Keith. All right.
Passing surprised me. I didn't know he was battling cancer for a while.
And know that. And also, he's the one that found Taylor Swift.
Oh, really?
Really?
She told a story about how, she was like, when she was first coming up, he was like a mentor. Or he found her and signed her or something.
Whoa.
And she's like, I was so starstruck. I could never see him and not be like, oh my God, that's Toby Keith. So I don't know if it was just the Scooter Braun of that whole thing, but he was in there early on.
That's crazy. I had never heard that. I mean, that alone puts you on the map, like puts your legacy on the map if you're the one who discovered her.
Yeah, yeah, just for that.
Well,
that forgives him the Taliban song right there.
Yeah.
It was pro-Taliban? I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very controversial.
He found Taylor Swift and that forgived him for his beheadings that he was doing. Chip, this was super fun. Thank you so much for joining us. Of course.
Thank you, sir.
You can look for Chip in Austin Stories Season 2. If that were to ever come out. We had a couple meetings on it a year and a half ago, but then it petered out after that.
It went well.
And
I was like, what about this? And Howard's like, it was just like an episode of Austin Stories. Because Howard was, we should do this. And I'm like, what if we do this? And he's like, that's the exact opposite of what I'm talking about. it was par for the course.
Yeah, when I went to pitch you that thing, I was like, the first time we had a meeting, I was like, I got to not lose my temper. I go, I just got to bring him into this. I got to be really nice. And then that worked. And then I think like a week or two later, we had a second meeting and I was just yelling from right at the beginning. And I was like, I don't know how psyched he is going to be about this moving forward.
You know, that's the dynamic. Bad for life, good for a show.
Interesting approach. Go watch Destroy All Neighbors on Shudder. Chip, I saw you at the premiere.
Yes, it was very fun.
Yeah.
Fun show.
It's a fun, wild, goofy movie.
Rodriguez,
and Alex Winter, and I do all the music with Honus.
It was good. It was a lot of music in there.
There was a lot of music. I had a friend of mine. It was almost like it's a compliment. He goes, man, I watched the movie. It's really good. Like, you know, you did a really good job. And he goes, I didn't realize, like, he said something like, that there would be like other music in there too. Like I like you did the prog stuff, but then I was interested. There's a lot of other music that must have been like sourced from somewhere or something. And I would go, no, that's all me too. He was talking about like the helicopter and the cop scenes and stuff. There's like very like cop
incidental music. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was just like all that stuff, all original.
Some of it was kind of John Carpenter-y, right?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Intentional, I take it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of that period a little bit. And then there's some sort of man style stuff. And then the prog jams. It was a tough challenge and we got there. We did it.
Check it out. I love the score. I loved all the sounds that I heard. So check that out for sure. And also check out To Charted, where you can hear all the not suitable content that we share right after this show. Also, check out Drop Date Duel. There's a new battle every week. And Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister, where you can earn money just by listening. Thanks for all that. And we will see you on Who Charted.